You're falling deeper into the water after each wave, the prow of the ship fighting harder to regain the surface. You've been on the lake 29 hours, and she is tired of playing with you. Behind you, the three sisters are building. The three sisters are part of the mythology of the lake, three huge consecutive waves.
At 16:39, the National Weather Service revised the forecast.
They will hit your ship one after the other.
Predicting northwest winds, 38 to 52 knots.
The first wave is 30 feet high.
With gusts to 60 knots.
It rolls over the deckhouse, across the spar deck, toward the front of the ship, and pushes the bow into the water.
Waves 8 to 16 feet.
Before you can recover, the second wave hits. It is larger than the first. The angle of inclination into the water increases.
At 0700, Fitzgerald reported winds at 35 knots.
As the angle into the water increases, the 26,000 tons of taconite pellets in the cargo hold begin to slide forward.
Overcast, visibility 2 to 5 miles in continuous moderate rain.
As the nose of the ship fights to right itself, the third and largest wave.
Temperature 41 degrees.
The size of a four-story building.
Waves 10 feet.
Hits the ship.
729 feet long.
The nose buries itself in the lake, still under power. It submarines to the bottom.
With a 75-foot beam.
The taconite pellets rush forward with such a force that they sever the ship in two.
And a capacity of 26,000 gross tons.
The men are swallowed by the water.